Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 6, the Lord's new commandment given to us, that we love one another. Thursday, related verses, 1 John 4, 11 through 15 and 17 through 21. Beloved, if God has loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has beheld God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. In this we know that we abide in him and he in us, that he has given to us of his Spirit. And we have beheld and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. 17 through 21. In this has love been perfected with us, that we may have boldness in the day of the judgment, because even as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has punishment, and he who fears has not been perfected in love. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God love his brother also. Related reading. In order to practice the divine love as a virtue of the divine life, we need the divine life and the divine spirit. The divine life is the divine seed that we all have within our regenerated spirit. In addition to the divine life that has been sown as the divine seed into our being, we also have the divine spirit within our spirit. The divine life is the source, and the divine spirit is the one who actually carries out the matter of loving others. The divine love is our daily living as the expression of the divine life, carried out by the divine spirit. It should not be with our natural love that we love God and his children. On the contrary, our natural love needs to be put on the cross. We should love God and his children with the divine love, the love that is conveyed to us through the word of the Lord, and that becomes our experience and enjoyment. How can our love for God be called the love of God? It is because this love is not our love, but is God's love. However, this is not the love of God as it is objectively. It is the love of God experienced by us subjectively. This is the love of God becoming our love through our experience and enjoyment of Him. This love then becomes our love for God and others. If we experience the love of God, we shall have the deep realization that our natural love is one thing, and that the love of God, which becomes our love through experience, is something very different. One difference between God's love and our natural love is that it is very easy for our natural love to be offended. When we love others, we become involved with them. For this reason, it is often the case that those we love in a natural way eventually become our enemies. Because natural love may have such a result, those who are wise in a human way are slow and careful in loving others. They realize that if you love others in a foolish way, sooner or later that love will cause trouble. We need to love others by the love of God we have experienced and enjoyed. If we experience God's love, we shall love God with this love. We shall also love the brothers with this same love. This kind of love does not cause trouble. May we all see that we need to love God and others with the divine love that has become our experience and enjoyment. In order to fulfill this condition of the divine fellowship, loving God and the brothers, we need to know God continuously and experientially. We need to know Him experientially by continuously living in the divine life. Our daily life should be a life of knowing God constantly, for our life should be a life of living God. As long as we live God, we shall constantly know Him. If we would experience and enjoy the divine love and have it become the love by which we love God and others, we need to know God experientially. This is the basic requirement for having the love of God become our love. When we keep the Lord's word and receive His supply, the love of God will be perfected within us. This means that as we receive the supply of the Lord's word, the love of God becomes our enjoyment, and this enjoyment issues in a love for God and the brothers. If we would fulfill the second condition of the divine fellowship, the requirement that we love God and the brothers, we must know God. If we know Him, we shall keep His word. If we keep His word, we shall receive His supply of life. Then the love of God will be perfected in us. Our experience and enjoyment of God's love will issue in a love for God and the brothers. This is the fulfillment of the second requirement for maintaining the divine fellowship.